This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military officials said on Monday around 16,000 people were evacuated over the past 24 hours from Afghanistan through the Kabul airport as the U.S. speeds toward completing its airlift by an August 31st deadline. General Hank Taylor told reporters that 61 military, commercial, and charter flights involving a number of countries flew out of Hamid Karzai International Airport, carrying people escaping the country after the Taliban seized power. Taylor says of the total evacuated that day, 11,000 were taken out by U.S. military airlift operations. He claims the number of people relocated from Afghanistan since July on U.S. flights hit 42,000, with 37,000 of those since the intense airlift operations started on August 14th as the Taliban moved to Kabul. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that includes several thousand U.S. citizens and thousands of Afghans who worked for U.S. forces who had applied for or received special immigrant visas, and Afghans seen at risk to Taliban attacks for their work in non-government organizations, the media, or other jobs. Kirby says the focus remains on getting U.S. evacuation operations done by the August 31st deadline set for the U.S. pullout from the country by President Joe Biden. That would require withdrawing the 5,800 U.S. troops who have essentially run airport operations and maintained security since August 14th, as well as large amounts of equipment brought in to support their mission. German, British, and French officials said Monday that evacuations on their part could continue after August 31st and said they want the U.S. force to stay in place to help the international airlift. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Monday fully approved the Pfizer COVID vaccine, a move that triggered a new wave of vaccine mandates as the Delta variant batters the United States. Around 52% of the American population is fully vaccinated, but health authorities have hit a wall of vaccine-hesitant people, impeding the national campaign. Pfizer's vaccine is the first to receive full approval. More than 200 million Pfizer shots have already been administered under an emergency use authorization that was granted in December of 2020. The U.S. military said shortly after the announcement that it would mandate the vaccine, and a slew of private businesses and universities are expected to follow. New York City also said it would require all of its Department of Education employees to receive at least one dose of vaccine by September 27th, without the option for regular testing instead. Vietnam's largest metropolis, Ho Chi Minh City, went into a tightened lockdown Monday to battle its worst outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic, just a day ahead of the arrival of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on a state visit. The city has mobilized police and army troops to enforce the lockdown and to deliver food as well as necessities to each household, city authorities announced. Under the stricter measures imposed for at least 2 weeks, people in so-called high-risk districts are not allowed to leave their homes. Vietnam's prime minister says, quote, people must absolutely stay put, isolate from each other, from house to house, from community to community. Harris is scheduled to hold talks with Vietnamese leaders, including the prime minister, on the COVID-19 situation, as well as regional security issues and economic cooperation, according to a state-owned newspaper report. Her visit will be to the capital, Hanoi, which is more than 1,000 kilometers north of Ho Chi Minh City, but is also under lockdown. Ukraine and its Western allies on Monday agreed to work towards peacefully ending Russia's so-called occupation of Crimea in a summit that sparked anger in Moscow. The support for Ukraine, which has little chance of changing Russia's position, follows complaints from Kiev in recent months about its allies being reluctant to allow it to join NATO, refusing to deliver arms, and maintaining gas agreements with Moscow to the detriment of Ukraine. The inaugural summit comes 7 years after Moscow annexed the Crimean Peninsula and a pro-Russian insurgency broke out in eastern Ukraine that has claimed more than 13,000 lives. The meeting brought together representatives of more than 40 countries, including the heads of more than 10 European states. Moscow, for its part, denounced Monday's summit and on the eve of the event, imposed sanctions on high-profile Ukrainian officials. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.